California Attorney General Rob Bonta said that we shouldn't forget the hard-learned lessons that the COVID pandemic taught us.
If COVID taught us anything, it's that we should be doing more to ensure all people, no matter where they live or how much money they make, have access to quality, affordable health care, especially preventative care. Because when patients have access to blood pressure checks, flu shots, cancer screenings, pregnancy care, dental and vision screenings for infants and children, HIV medication, and many other critical preventative services, the burden on state and local public health systems is lessened. Preventative care keeps more people healthy, keeps more people out of hospitals, and keeps the spread of illnesses down.
Since the enactment of the Affordable Care Act in 2010, more than 2,000 challenges have been filed in state and federal courts contesting parts or all of the ACA. Braidwood is the latest effort by ACA opponents and their Republican allies to dismantle the landmark law. And according to Bonta, this decision is a serious threat for millions of Californians.
If COVID taught us anything, it's that we should be doing more to ensure all people, no matter where they live or how much money they make, have access to quality, affordable health care, especially preventative care. Because when patients have access to blood pressure checks, flu shots, cancer screenings, pregnancy care, dental and vision screenings for infants and children, HIV medication, and many other critical preventative services, the burden on state and local public health systems is lessened. Preventative care keeps more people healthy, keeps more people out of hospitals, and keeps the spread of illnesses down.
Los Angeles Democratic Congressman Jimmy Gomez said the popularity of the Affordable Care Act keeps growing. During the past sign-up period, more than 1 million people signed up for health care coverage, and every year it increases. He said this year, more than 260,000 new people signed up.
That's a big deal. And I know that the what we did in Congress through the American Rescue Plan and the Inflation Reduction Act, which I both voted for, helped do that. So we're going to keep fighting, and we're going to keep making trying to protect this important law, because if not, we're going to go back to a time where people do have to worry even more so about how they're going to get coverage, how they're going to get care, and if they can take care of their family or not.
The Biden administration announced in a statement on March 31st that it is appealing the devastating ruling in Braidwood Management versus Becerra and will continue to fight against the GOP war on health care. For KPFA, I'm Jill Martel.